Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter. And it's there. Oh, do we need any anuvad, Bangla anuvad or Hindi anuvad? Bangla anuvad is here. Anyone who needs Bangla anuvad? And are we doing Hindi anuvad or just Bangla anuvad? Only Bangla. Okay. So Bangla is here and English is everywhere else. Rishibhir Bahutha Gitam Chandokhir Vivithai Pratak Brahma Sutra Padais Saiva Etumadhir Vinishchitaihi. Rishibhir Bahutha Gitam Chandokhir Vidithai Pratak Brahma Sutra Padaischaiva Ketu Madhir Vinishchitaihi. Rishibhir Bahutha Gitam Chandokhir Vidithai Pratak Brahma Sutra Padaischaiva Hetu Madhir Vinishchitaihi. Rishibhir Bahutha Gitam Chandokhir Vidithai Pratak Brahma Sutra Padaischaiva Hetu Madhir Vinishchitaihi. Rishibhir Bahutha Gitam Chandokhir Vidithai Pratak Brahma Sutra Padaischaiva Hetu Madhir Vinishchitaihi.
Rishibhir Bahutha Gitam
Rishibhir Bahutha Gitam
Chandokhir Vidithai Pratak
Chandokhir Vidithai Pratak
Brahma Sutra
Padaischaiva
Hetu Madhir Vinishchitaihi.
Hetu Madhir Vinishchitaihi. Rishibhir Bahutha Gitam Chandokhir Vidithai Pratak Brahma Sutra Padaischaiva Hetu Madhir Vinishchitaihi.
Brahma Sutra Padaischaiva
Certain. That knowledge of the field of activities and of the knower of activities is described by various sages in various Vedic writings. It is especially presented in Vedanta Sutra with all reasoning as to cause and effect. I think before we go on, we'll do a little more logistical tailoring. Men are continuing to outnumber the ladies quite strongly. The ladies can move all the way to that side as far as there's empty space. This space here can be filled up by all the way here. And then the ladies can move forward. You have all this space right here by the stage to fill in, girls? Right here? It's an empty space. You can fill in. That's right. Okay. And we'll give the men another 5% or so. There's still some space there in the back, I think. Up front. Empty real estate. That's no problem. Now they're close. I can swat them if they're there. That knowledge of the field of activities and of the knower of activities is described by various sages in various Vedic writings. It is especially presented in Vedanta Sutra with all reasoning as to cause and effect. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the highest authority in explaining this knowledge. Still, as a matter of course, learned scholars and standard authorities always give evidence from previous authorities. Krishna is explaining this most controversial point regarding the duality and non-duality of the soul and the supersoul by referring to a scripture, the Vedanta, which is accepted as authority. First, he says, this is according to different stages. As far as the sages are concerned, besides himself, Vyasadeva, the author of the Vedanta Sutra, is a great sage, and in the Vedanta Sutra, duality is perfectly explained. And Vyasadeva's father, Parashara, this is a little too high and worth speeding back. Vyasadeva's father, Parashara, is also a great sage, and he writes in his books of religiosity, Aham Tvam Cha Tatanya, we, you, I, and the various other living entities are all transcendental, although in material bodies. Now we are fallen into the ways of the three modes of material nature according to our different karma. As such, some are on higher levels and some are in the lower nature. The higher and lower natures exist due to ignorance and are being manifested in an infinite number of living entities. But the Supersoul, which is infallible, is uncontaminated by the three qualities of nature and is transcendental. Similarly, in the original Vedas, a distinction between the soul, the Supersoul, and the body is made, especially in the Katha and the Katha Upanishad. There are many great sages who have explained this, and Parashara is considered principal among them. Om Ocham Timiran Tasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Vena Tasmai Shri Udale Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Vena Bhutale Shayam Rupakoda Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Gaganatanvitam Stamsavivam Sadvaitam Savadrutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Vadita Sri Vishakam Vitamcha Hey Krishna, Kuruna Sindho, Dina Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostate, Tapta Kamsha Nagodamhi, Gate Vrindavaneshadi, Krisha Panu Sute Devi, Pranamami Holi Priye, Vancha Kokutagubhyascha, Kripa Sindho Pyaeva Cha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashvani Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama So let's get our bearings here. What is the topic being discussed? The topic is Kshetra and Kshetra-gya. What is the field and what is the knower of the field? That was Arjuna's question in the beginning. Prakritim Purusham Chayava Kshetram Kshetragyameva Cha Etat Vedita Michchami, again Gaya Chikesha. Several topics are being discussed. The first is the difference between the field of activities and the knower of the field. The field of activities is this body. Krishna at once describes that this body is the field of activities. And the person who's within the body and who knows about these activities is the knower of the field. there's a difference between the body and the person within the body, between the field and the knower of the field. In agriculture, the farmer has his field, and he's the knower of the field. He knows what the soil is like, he knows what kind of fertilizer has been put there, he knows what kind of seeds are there, how much water has been there. He's the knower. The knower and the field are different. Or, Srila Prabhupada used to give the example that there's an apartment building. So the person who has the apartment is the knower of the field. And his apartment is the field of activities. And then there's also a super knower, the landlord, who knows about all the apartments. I know my one apartment, you know your one apartment. But the landlord is the knower of all the apartments. So this body is the field, and the living being is the knower of the field, and the supreme living being is the knower of all the fields. Kshetragyam chapimam vidhi sarvakshetreshu. So that's the topic that Krishna is discussing in this portion of Bhagavad Gita. Now, he says in the previous verse, I'm going to explain to you what the field of activities is and who the knower of the field is, how the field is constituted, what its changes are, where it's produced from, who the knower of the field of activities is, what sort of influence he has. So Krishna is going to go into quite a detailed description of what the field is and who the knower of the field is. Now Krishna says, Rishivir Bahudha Gita. Krishna is citing authority. Krishna is humble. Although he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Authority himself, he himself cites other authorities. Vyasadeva and other sages. Vedanta Sutra, the Vedas. These all have authority because of Krishna himself. But Krishna himself cites them as authority. So this is Krishna's humility. And he's also setting the standard how we should speak in spiritual circles. Srila Prabhupada said, in spiritual circles, one should speak in such a way that what one says is upheld by authority. We should always be prepared to cite authority to uphold what we say. Something like the legal field, where the lawyers can't just come into court and talk. They can't just say, Your Honor, I think. He has to be ready to cite precedent. Your Honor, the court has previously decided in Wharton versus ABC Company. He has to be ready to cite authority. He can't just give his opinion. When he cites authority, then the judge looks at his authorities, looks at the statements he's made and how well the authorities uphold them, and then he gives his judgment. Yes, this is right. So the same thing is there in spiritual circles. One can't just say, well, I think, or it seems to me, or in my experience. One has to be ready to cite the standard authorities to uphold one's statements. So first he says, Rishibhir Bahudha Gitam. There are many great rishis like Vyasadeva, Parashara Muni, and others. And Krishna first refers to them. The rishis have analyzed this knowledge. They've considered these things. Then he says, Chandopi. The word Chandopi refers to various Vedic literatures. The Taittiriya Upanishad, for example, which is a branch of the Yajurveda, describes nature, the living entity, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now he's citing the Vedas as authorities. And Srila Prabhupada specifically mentions the Taittiriya Upanishad. And now there's going to be a bit of a technical discussion from the Taittiriya Upanishad. So we'll want to follow this a little closely. As stated before, kshetra is the field of activities. And there are two kinds of kshetra jya, the knower of the field, the individual living entity and the supreme living entity. As stated in the Taittiriya Upanishad, Brahma Purusham Pratishtha, there is a manifestation of the Supreme Lord's energy known as Annamaya, dependence upon food for existence. This is a materialistic realization of the Supreme. Then, in Pranamaya, after realizing the Supreme Absolute Truth in food, one can realize the Absolute Truth in the living symptoms or life forms. In Jnanamaya, realization extends beyond the living symptoms to the point of thinking, feeling, and willing. Then there is Brahman realization, which is called Vijnanamaya, in which the living entity's mind and life symptoms are distinguished from the living entity himself. The next and supreme stage is Anandamaya, realization of the all blissful nature. Thus, there are five stages of Brahman realization, which are called Brahma Purusham. Out of these, the first three, Anamaya, Pranamaya, and Jnanamaya, involve the fields of activities of the living entities. Transcendental to all these fields of activities is the Supreme Lord, who is called Anandamaya. The Vedanta Sutra also describes the Supreme by saying, Anandamaya Vyasat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is by nature full of joy. To enjoy his transcendental bliss, he expands into the Jnanamaya, Pranamaya, Jnanamaya, and Anandamaya. In the field of activities, the living entity is considered to be the enjoyer, and different from him is the Anandamaya. That means that if the living entity decides to enjoy in dovetailing himself with the Anandamaya, then he becomes perfect. This is the real picture of the Supreme Lord as the supreme knower of the field, the living entity as the subordinate knower, and the nature of the field of activities. One has to search for this truth in the Vedanta Sutra or Brahma Sutra. Well, this is quite a technical discussion, is it not? Brahma Purusha Pratishtha. Brahma means the greatest. So what is the greatest? We want to know what is the ultimate truth, what is the greatest. So there are five different stages of realizing that ultimate truth. The first is called Annamaya. Anna means grains or food. The first realization is food is everything. Sometimes you see on the three-wheelers in India, you'll see on the back sometimes, roti is God. Have you seen? And roti is God. That's Annamaya, that the ultimate is food. If we get food, everything's all right. If we've got roti, what else do we need? The lower animals are in this stage of realization. You see the animals, and their whole business is, where is food, where is food, where is food? You see the fish, and they're there in the water. And they're always looking for food, right? The birds, elephants looking for food. So if there's food, what else do we need? That's the lowest stage of realization. That for me, the greatest is food. Even people dedicate their life to food. Their best thing for them is to eat. There's nothing higher than eating. What's the greatest? The greatest is to have a good meal. Now, this is Annamaya. Realization of the Supreme in food. After all, the Supreme is present in food. Food is nothing but the Supreme in a different form. But it's not the complete form of the Supreme. But that's as far as the Annamaya realization goes. Food is everything. Annamaya and then Pranamaya. Life is Supreme. If I can stay alive, what is the goal of life? To live as long as I can. The half our expenditure will be dedicated to defense. Our people have the sense sometimes that life is divine, that divinity exists in life. We see life all around us, and this life is God. That's their realization. That the symptoms of life itself are God. Where there's life, that's God. They don't have a higher understanding of God, but this much they have, that where there's life, God is present. Then the next stage is Gyanamaya. That there's more to life than just staying alive. There's thinking and feeling and willing, desire. There's the activities of the mind. Knowledge is supreme. The great scientists, the great explorers, they're looking for knowledge. The great intellectuals are involved in the pursuit of knowledge. And for them, so often, knowledge itself is the highest attainment. What is God? God is knowledge. Ganimal. These are materialistic realizations. The body, the mind, these are matter, or in fact, these are belong to the field of activities, the material body, gross and so on. Then above that is Vijnanamaya. Vijnanamaya means spiritual realization. To understand that I'm not this body, to understand my spiritual nature, that I don't belong to this field of activities. I belong to a higher nature, spiritual nature. And sometimes people take that to be everything. Aham Brahmasmi, I'm God. Spirit is the greatest, I'm spirit, therefore I'm the greatest. They don't understand that although they're the knower, they're not the supreme knower. I know my apartment, but I don't know all the apartments. I know my one body, but I don't know all the bodies. That understanding they may not have. But they do know at least that I'm not this body, that I'm soul or consciousness, I'm not within the body. So they're in a higher stage of understanding. Then we come to the highest stage, Anandamaya. Yeah, you can fill in over on this side more so that as more people come in, they won't have to be walking over here. Yeah, you can direct people to this side. Then we come to Anandamoya, the source of all pleasure. That's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anandamoya Vyasa, the source of all ananda, the source of all happiness, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the origin of everything. He's the Supreme Knower. So in this way, from Pranamoya, the Supreme in food, Anamoya, the Supreme in food, to Pranamoya, the Supreme in the life symptoms, Gyanamoya, the Supreme in thinking, feeling, willing, Vigyan, Supreme in spiritual realization, and finally, Anandamoya, the Supreme as the Personality of God. So in this way, five different stages of realization. Clear? So then, Krishna says, Brahma Sutra Parais Chaiva, Etuvan Ir Vinishchitai. One has to search for this truth in the Vedanta Sutra, or Brahma Sutra. It is mentioned here that the codes of the Brahma Sutra are very nicely arranged according to cause and effect. Some of the sutras, or aphorisms, are Na Vidyad Ashrutehe, Natma Ashrutehe, and Paratu Tanchrutehe. The first aphorism indicates the field of activities, the second indicates the living entity, and the third indicates the Supreme Lord, the summum bonum among all the manifestations of various entities. So Krishna has cited three different authorities, just in a legal case when you can cite not only one, but several authorities to support your point. And it's very strongly established. So Krishna has cited the sages, Vishibhir, Bahudha, Gita, various sages have explained this subject matter. Iti Shu Shimatiranam, yes, Yena Svetu Chakshima, Nishu Kamishan. Various, we've heard, this is what we've heard from various sages. Vishibhir, Bahudha, Gita, Chanto Bhir, Vidhayakrita. And then various Vedic hymns. The Upanishads or the hymns of the Vedas have also supported these same conclusions. And Brahma Sutra Padais Chaiva and Vedanta Sutra. The Vedas are called Shruti, Shruti Prasthan, understanding from the original Vedic hymns, which are called Shruti, that which is heard. Then the Puranas and other Vedic literature, Itihasas, Puranas, they're called Smriti. And Vedanta Sutra is called Nyaya, Nyaya-prasthana, logic. People are after logic, but they don't know what logic is. Srila Prabhupada one time was challenged in Bombay. Just in his last visit to Bombay, his health was not very good. Actually, he had to be carried onto the stage by his assistants. And he began by having them, one devotee read. And he was just sort of slumped over and listening. Then he began to comment a little bit because his health was so weak. He said a few words more. They would read, he'd say a few words more. But as he became enlivened, he began speaking more and more, till at the end of the lecture, he was practically roaring. And then he called for questions. So then one gentleman in the crowd, sophisticated gentleman in suit and tie, challenged, "Sir, can you prove by logic that there is God?" Prabhupada said, "You do not know what is logic." And again the man asked, sir, by logic can you prove that there's God? And again, Prabhupada said, you don't know what is logic. And again the man, sir, by logic can you prove that there's God? And again Prabhupada said, you do not know what is logic. There's a mother, Mother Nature, and there are children, the living entities. Therefore, there must be a father. That's logic, now take it. Finished. That's logic. If there's a father, if there's a mother, and there are children, there must be a father. Simple logic. So Vedanta Sutra becomes a little more detailed than that, although the conclusion is the same. Hetu mat hi. Hetu mat. Hetu means cause. So everything is explained in Vedanta Sutra. It's like cause and effect, cause and effect. The whole world is ruled by cause and effect. Anything that you see, it must have its cause. That also must have its cause. Then that has its cause. Therefore, children say, where did this come from? And you give an answer, and they say, yeah, well, where does that come from? And you answer, and they say, but where does that come from? Or you ask, they ask why, and you explain, and they say, but why that? You explain, and then they say, but why that? And they go on and on and on. Because the whole world is ruled by cause and effect. This comes from something, which came from something, which came from something, which came from something, something, something. So finally, the question has to be, what is the original something? What is the original cause? That's answered in the Brahma Sutra, the original question, right there in the beginning. Tato Brahma Jidyasa. Now, therefore, we should inquire about the Supreme. Now that we've come to the human form of life. In other forms of life, we've been busy with Annamoya, Pranamoya. Or maybe we've, as human beings, we've been busy in Gyanamoya. Mental speculation, or even some self-realization. But still the question is there. What is Brahma? What is the greatest? Atato Brahma Jigyasa. And the Vedanta Sutra at once answers. Yeah, he can sit with you. At once answers, janmadyasya yataha. That source from which janmadi comes. Janma means birth or origination. And adi, starting with birth means there must be death also. Or if there's origination, there must be destruction. Whatever is created will also be destroyed. And in the middle, there's maintenance. Something comes into existence, it stays for some time, and then it's finished. So janmadi. If we're asking about someone's life, someone's biography, then it starts with janma. He was born in such and such place at such and such time. Then there are activities. He did this, he did that. And finally, and at such and such time, he died, passed away. So this is janmadi, starting with birth, going to the point of death. Either for the living being or for the anything, the building was created at such and such year, and it served as the headquarters of this, and it served for that, and then it was used for this, and finally in such and such year the cranes came and knocked it all down. So this is the history of the building, starting from its creation. So Brahma, or the Supreme, is the source of all creation, all maintenance, and all destruction. And what is that source? That's described in the Brahma Sanghita. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vibhya Ananir Adir Govinda Sarvakara. Every karan has another karan. Every cause has another cause. You go back. Finally, you reach the original cause. That's Krishna. Sarvakara. Adi, he's the source of everything. And Anadi, he has no other source beyond himself. The commentary on Vedanta Sutra is the Srimad Bhagavatam, which begins with the same aphorism, Janmadyasya yaton vaya vidhuratas charitesu abhigyasvarat. The Srimad Bhagavatam begins with the same Vedanta aphorism, indicating that this Srimad Bhagavatam is the commentary on Vedanta Sutra, written by the same author, Srila Vyasadeva. So if we want to understand Vedanta Sutra is very difficult. Sutra means condensed, very condensed. Janmadyasya, what is the Supreme? It's all packed into one short phrase. But that short phrase has been discussed in volumes and volumes of books. Even the beginning, atata. Now, therefore, we should inquire about the Supreme. Usually, you write a whole treatise, and then at the end you say, therefore. And Vedanta Sutra is so tight, so concise, it begins by saying, therefore. That one word, therefore, has been discussed by many commentators. Therefore can mean, now that we've come to the human form of life. There are 8,400,000 species. We've wasted time in all of these different species. Now we've come to the human life. Therefore, we should inquire about the Supreme. Otherwise, what is the use of this human form of life? Or therefore it can mean, now that we're frustrated in all material activities, we've tried to enjoy in so many different ways, this way or that way, and it's not successful. The attempt to enjoy material nature is a doomed project. Therefore, one should inquire about the Supreme. So there's so much knowledge packed into this, even one sutra, concise knowledge. And it's not very easy to penetrate such concise sutras. So we can better understand the purport of the Vedanta Sutra by hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam. There, the absolute truth is described in extensively, and especially with regard to his ultimate feature. He's described Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Shabdite. He's realized in three different features: impersonal Brahma, localized Paramatma, and finally the Supreme Personality. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially, we can understand the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our own nature, and our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how to act in that relationship, and finally how to attain love for Krishna, which is the highest perfection of life. Or just briefly, the Lord is touching upon these subjects here in Bhagavad Gita. The subject matter will be elaborated in Srimad Bhagavatam, and there we can understand the Krishna as he is in extensive detail, with great relish also. The Absolute Truth is not merely an abstract philosophical substance, but he's ultimately the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we can serve him, we can love him, and in this way make our life perfect. Hare Krishna. Any questions?
How does the living entity start the journey from jnana to vijnana to ananda?
How does the living entity start the journey from jnana to vijnana to ananda? Jnana, of course, means speculation. So when we have a mind, we tend to speculate. And vijnana, realization, for spiritual realization, one requires guidance. It's not very easy to reach spiritual realization, to understand that I'm not this body, that I'm spirit. Perhaps some fortunate person will understand that by speculating on his own. But even to come to the stage of vijnana, one requires guidance by a spiritual master. Then, with the proper guidance, one can come to the stage of vijnana. Come to the stage of ananda mora, realization of Krishna. Not on our own. The spiritual master is required for attainment of the vijnana. Tad vijnan artham, sa guru meva abhinashchaya. If you want vijnan, you have to approach a guru. And what to speak of Anandamoy. Even for vijnana, one must approach a bona fide spiritual master. Okay. Some other question? Brahma Sutra and Vedanta Sutra are the same, just different names. Getting real packed up here. Okay. You can come right to the head of the class and join us on the stage. We have space for you. But you have to go to the back, because if you all go to the front, there's no space.
This five types of realization, how does it relate to the three types, Brahman, Bhagavan, and Karma?
How does? How does what relate to Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan?
Types of realization.
Five types of relationship.
Realizationship.
No, when there's no question of Brahman or Paramatma and Bhagavan. When you're in Anamoya, there's food. There's no Paramatma, there's no Bhagavan. Food is Bhagavan, that's all. Food is the greatest. Pranamaya, just staying alive. When we come to vijnana, then there's Brahman realization. And when we come to anandamaya, then one realizes Paramatma and Paramatma. Yes?
So, which category does it come?
You've heard Chaturshloki Gita and Chaturshloki Bhagavatam. And what's the question?
And which category does it come?
Which category does it come?
Yeah.
Category means, what do you mean by category?
Why it has been said so as Chaturshloki? Why it is said so as Chaturshloki?
Why is it said to be Chaturshloki? Because there are four slokas. Chaturshloki means four verses. So there are four essential verses pointed out in Bhagavad Gita, four essential verses pointed out in Srimad Bhagavatam. They all deal with the nature of Krishna as the cause of all causes. I don't know if that answers your question.
So it means it's a condensed like a sutra.
Yeah, sutra. So you can say sutra, but the essential meaning of Bhagavad Gita can be understood.
Hey guys, relax. Hey. Shanti.
Not much longer. You only have to wait a few minutes. The essential meaning is found, just like in the newspaper, you find the headlines. So the headline of Bhagavad Gita you can find in these four verses. Or the headline is Srimad Bhagavatam, or the gist. But it's not that, so I'll only read these four verses and my business is finished. And read the whole book. Something else? Any other question? Well, then it's true, you don't have to wait very much longer. Excuse me?
Do we have to read the
Vedanta Sutra? If you read Srimad Bhagavatam, that will keep you busy.
You have a question?
So, what is the starting of this phase like?
What is the starting of? Is from?
Come here,
there's
come here.
No starting of the word. So, like, if we will be thinking, like, if there's any logic, so if we think, so what is the starting of this world?
What is the starting of the world, huh? Where does the world come from? The world comes from Mahavishnu.
But they said that there's no starting of the word.
No, the world has a start.
Yeah, does that have any start?
No, it does have a start.
It
is, the world has a start.
So how much back can we go with the world?
You can go very far back. You have to go now. Brahma's life is half finished. So his lifetime is 4,300,000 times 1,000 times 2 times 12 times 30 times 100 years. But you don't have to go back that far. You only have to go back half that far. That's the beginning. The world is not eternal. It's not that it's always here. It may seem like it's always here because you wake up every morning, it's here. As long as you can remember, it's been here. As long as your parents or your grandparents can remember, it was always here. But it's not that it was always existence. At a certain point, it comes into existence. And then it stays for all that long period of time. And then again, it goes out of existence. Now, how does that happen? The Mahavishnu is lying down in trance, yoga nidra. And as he's sleeping and dreaming, from his body come little bubbles. From the pores of his body and from his nostrils come little bubbles. And those bubbles are the universe. His body is so big that these little bubbles are the universes in which we live. When he breathes out, all the bubbles come out. And when he breathes in, all the bubbles come back in.
So he takes so much time to breathe out.
Yeah, he takes so much time to breathe out. Because time is relative. Your lifetime to the ant seems like a million years. And to the demigods, your lifetime seems like the lifetime of an ant. So on different planets, there's different time calculations. So for us, what seems like a long time, for the living beings on the higher planet, seems like a moment. When Brahma stole Krishna's cows, when Brahma stole Krishna's calves and friends, he took them away, and then after a moment he came back because he was concerned that maybe, I don't know what's going on, I've stolen from Krishna, I better check. So he came back after one moment, but that one moment on earth was a year. So for 1 year, Krishna expanded himself as a new set of cows and boys. For 1 year. Then the question was, how was it for 1 year? This was all, then it was explained that because Brahma went away for a year and then came back. But for Brahma, it was just a moment. So time is relative. And for Mahavishnu, Brahma's whole lifetime is just a moment, one breath. Yeah, for him to take one deep breath is more than millions of years. That whole lifetime of Brahma. Yeah, he's halfway through his breath right now. Yeah. His exhalation. Or actually, now that I think about it, he must have already exhaled fully. And now it's going, it's right at the top. And now he's going to be breathing in. And when he finishes breathing in, it's all over. Is that okay? Very good question. Very good. In the end of each yuga, everything gets demolished. Then how does Vrindavan and Mathura exist? Yeah, it exists always. It's just sometimes the Vrindavan embassy in the material world is shown, and sometimes the material world is wrapped up, so then the embassy is no longer required. But Vrindavan goes on forever. After getting liberated from this material world and going back to Godhead, won't we fall down again? Won't we get those lusty desires again to enjoy the material world? No, we won't. Don't worry about it. Krishna says, Yadgatva nanivartam etatama paramatama. When you go, you will come back. Anyway, if you want, once you go, you can worry about coming back. For now, the thing to worry about is going. But Vaikuntha means there's no worry. So you can worry here about going there, and then once you go there, you won't worry. No need to worry. Any other question? Any other question? Okay. Okay. So we can have kirtan?
Yes.
Prabhupada ki jai, samaveta bhakta vrinda ki jai, Gaur Prabhu.